You know something? There's a football match on here. There's a football match on as well. Let me speak to Stephen Beacom. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's hard to believe there is a game. How do you think it's going to pan out?
I think Celtic will win the game, but I do give Linfield a fighter's chance, and that's purely down to David Healy. David Healy has performed more David versus Goliath acts at Windsor Park than anyone else in history. And, you know, sometimes football grounds suit football men, and Windsor Park certainly suits David Healy, given what he achieved with Northern Ireland. He beat England on his own there. He beat Spain. I think you were at both matches, Frank. What he's done for Linfield as a manager is just incredible, given where he found them whenever he took over. And I know Brendan Rodgers has an immense amount of respect for David Healy, and he will respect Linfield. But listen, Celtic are a full-time team. They're one of the biggest clubs in Europe. They've got a manager who, to me, is at the top of his game, and players playing with immense confidence. And if they turn up, they win the game. It's as simple as that.
How much of a disadvantage is it to Brendan Rodgers not having a fan base to sing during the game?
Well, Brendan, having spoken to him yesterday, he would have loved to have seen the Celtic fans at the ground, not just for the support, but also for the atmosphere as well, because he wanted an incredible atmosphere of Linfield and Celtic fans singing along. And he's disappointed by that. But he was making the point that Celtic go into to grounds where there's a fierce atmosphere, where there's hostility, and they have performed. And I've no doubt that they'll be capable of performing again at Windsor Park. There's going to be about 10,000 Linfield fans there. Whenever Celtic go to Ibrox, there's probably about 45,000 fans. So I'm sure that the Celtic players will be comfortable enough to try and get the job done. But I also know that the Linfield players can be inspired by the home fans. So, listen, let's hope for a fantastic game. Let's hope for a fantastic day. No trouble. And we're all talking about the football afterwards, Frank.
Suggestion from Hugh Jordan that a lot of Rangers fans will come over from Scotland to join the Linfield fans, and maybe an element of them being less, I suppose, impressive with regards to their support of a club than we would expect them to be. Is that a concern?
Well, Linfield have an affinity with Rangers, like Cliftonville have an affinity with Celtic. So yes, if you support Linfield, there's a fair chance you're going to want Rangers to win an Old Firm derby. But listen, there's going to be a massive police presence on show. Linfield and Celtic have made it quite clear where they stand in all of this. And everyone just wants this match to pass off trouble-free. And I think the positive message I would send out is we've got two great footballing clubs about to go and play a game in the Champions League in Belfast. And let's hope it just all goes really, really well. Because I think given the build-up to this match, and it's been intensified over the last few weeks, I think we need it to go off well, Frank. I think you'd agree with that.
Totally, absolutely. You sum it up so well, Stephen. Thank you very much indeed, sports broadcaster, sports writer Stephen Beacom. And he nails it there. Two excellent clubs, Glasgow Celtic and Linfield. They deserve the sun to shine. They deserve to be seen on TV playing a wonderfully attractive game. They deserve for the competition indeed to be enhanced by their presence, and none of it should be spoiled by a minority, and I emphasise a minority of fans who may try to cause difficulty, whether they're wearing blue or hoops. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.